Numbers from the Billings School District show about half of students go straight into a four-year college after graduation, but prospects may also be good for those who choose to plunge right into the job market. Yellowstone Public Radio News has more from a recent high school senior career fair at the Metro Park in Billings. Through the day, around 1,000 high school seniors wander around two rooms of booths staffed by more than 100 potential employers. Seniors Hattie Slade and Jackson Willett, who are both headed to college, say they feel pressure to choose a career path and pursue it through the next 4 years of school.
I feel like if you end up changing, you're all confused and like you don't know what to do.
And you wasted all that money on your 3 years that you just studied for this one profession, and then you decide all of a sudden that you want to do a different profession. It's really stressful.
Around a quarter of high school students in Billings chose to take a risk and pursue employment last year. That risk might be slightly less than it was a few years ago. That's according to Montana Department of Labor and Industry economist Amy Watson, who says the recession led to a spike in college enrollment from 2008 to 2010. At that point, many students were faced with fewer job opportunities and a competitive job market.
And then as we've exited the recession in about 2011, 2012, we've seen those enrollment rates fall off, which is to be expected as the labor market becomes tighter. In Montana, we have a workforce shortage, so employers are competing for a smaller and smaller number of workers.
Watson says in 2019, there may now be more jobs open, but with fewer workers snapping up certain jobs, some industries are struggling to get new hires. That's true for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, which saw representation at the career fair in Billings. Kurt White with White Heating and Air Conditioning says companies have to do more to attract new employees.
What has to happen is the trades have to pay a higher rate to be able to bring young people in. And so it's very inviting for somebody who doesn't want to go to college, doesn't want to get a bunch of student loan debt, and can come into a career, start making money right away, and has no student loan payments to make.
White says with zero training, new hires could start out at around $27,000 a year, but could work up to $50,000 or $60,000 after 4 or 5 years. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.